actually read.
Yeah. This thing's on, that thing's on, okay. I did not realize that Mother's Day was coming when I started this, okay? You'll find out when I read it to you. That was not in my mind whatsoever because I didn't remember it was Mother's Day till this morning and they had it all over the news. It's like, okay. They're on the talk shows and of course they're talking about mothers, so, yeah. Which is nice. You got to do it once a year, you know. Anyway. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 25. It's actually worked out somewhat appropriately. Let's put it that way. Genesis, chapter 25. And I want to begin reading in verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days were to be delivered, were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. I'm just going to stop right there. I am serious. When I started looking for stuff, I had no idea Mother's Day was coming again. Because it does seem like we just did this last year. Because I'm not trying to make a point about mothers here, no matter what anybody says. Although there is a point here. But not when I was writing this down. It is somewhat appropriate because here we have the word of the Lord to a mother of twins. The word he spoke to her, though, was not exactly the most comforting thing in the world. He said, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The struggle here began in the womb. There's a reason for that. It's because there were two nations in her womb. There was a separation made in the womb by God. These two children, and between these two nations, this separation happened before they were born. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, at the time the Lord told her this, neither one of these nations existed. Mm-hmm. Except in his mind and in his purpose. And it was going to happen. And at the same time, neither one of these children are born yet. They're still in the womb. And yet they're already struggling with each other. So from the Lord to Rebecca, happy Mother's Day. It's not the nicest thing in the world to hear. The words used here where it talks about two nations two manner of people. Where it says two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, basically is translated communities, gatherings where people are gathered together of like mind. That's what happens. And there's two different ones in Rebekah. These two communities are represented by these two children who have not yet been born, and they are going to be separate when they come out. They're separate now, while she was still pregnant with them. Even though they can correctly claim, they are brothers. They are children of the same exact mother and father, and yet they are separate. Mm-hmm. Before they were born, Amen. There was a separation made. Before they were born. Now, out of these same parents come two separate communities, two separate gatherings, two nations. Now, the nations given are Israel and Edom. They don't exist at this time, but they're going to. Now, they are going to come into existence from these two children, through these two children, because these children are the representative heads of these two peoples, sort of. And Rebekah had both of these children in her womb at the same time. Because not only are they brothers, they're twin brothers. Same parents, same mother, same father, same time. Rebekah wanted to know what was going on in her body. Whatever God said was going to happen to these nations, this was not a surprise to God. This was written for us. And this was told to Rebekah for her benefit. Whatever God said was going to happen to these nations was going to happen to these two individuals because they are the representatives. Jacob and Esau are parts of these two nations. They are showing these two nations, but they are still two individual people. And Jacob and Esau, at this time, in their mother's womb, were already separated. Mm-hmm. They were already separated. Why? God spoke. He told her. He said, why are two nations coming out of your womb? Because there are two nations in your womb. That's why. They're already separated in the womb. It's already happened. Now, the reason why it happened is found written in Romans 9:13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, and Esau have I hated. That's the reason. Now, I know, and I've been in services where a lot of people say, yeah, but see, that's nations. That's not people. God didn't hate Esau. He just, you know, he loved Jacob, but Esau not so much. He loved less. That's what they say. I've heard it with my own ears. You know, Esau maybe not so much. No, he said, Jacob, I've loved. Esau, I've hated. And he told Rebekah they were already separate in her womb. Now, granted, right here at this present moment, he doesn't say, Jacob, have I loved, Esau, have I hated. But if, okay, this is a little weird for some people to understand. If God hated Jacob in Romans 9, he hated him in Genesis 25.
Amen.
If he loved Jacob in Romans 9, he loved him in Genesis 25. God doesn't change.
Amen.
Never has, never will.
Yeah.
If God says he loved him in Malachi, mm-hmm. Jacob, he loved him in Genesis.
Yeah.
If he says he hated Esau, he hated Esau in Genesis. When he was in his mother's womb.
Right.
People hate that.
Mm-hmm.
Both were the seed of Abraham. Both were the seed of Isaac. Both had Abraham as their grandfather and Isaac as their father.
Yeah.
That's a picture of another separation there. Abraham and Isaac.
Yeah.
There was a separation here. Notice very carefully, I did want to point this part out. When Paul was quoting and said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, he did not say that Israel I have loved, Edom I have hated. He could have, and it would have been true. The distinction of God's love is made even when we are sinners. Actually, it's made long before we were sinners. Long before we were born. But here the distinction is plain. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. That's before they ever made a nation. Either one of them. Before he ever changed his name to Israel, God loved Jacob. And before Esau ever formed Edom, before he ever had the falling out with his brother and sold his birthright for porridge, God hated Esau. Before any of that happened, while they were still in their mother's womb. That was the name of nations that these prenatal infants represented. This separation took place before Jacob became Israel. This separation took place before Edom was ever formed. This separation took place before they had ever done any good or evil.
Yeah. Amen.
Because that statement, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, was written after this statement. And not only this, when Rebekah had also had conceived by one, even our father Isaac. For the children not being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth.
Amen.
It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. And the elder did serve the younger. Just like God said. How amazing. God has spoken. God brought it to pass. He's purposed it. He did it.
Yeah.
This happened to show us about the purpose of God according to election.
Right.
Something else the world hates. The separation happened before they were born because of God's election.
Mm-hmm.
God's election. The purpose of God according to election. What is the purpose of God's choice? Well, whatever it is, it's not works. It's called the election of grace for a reason. And it's not of works. And it's never been works. And it never was works in Genesis. And it's not going to be works in Revelation. And it's not works anywhere in between. God's choice is of him that calls. The purpose of election is of him that calleth. The purpose of God according to election is that it is God's choice. Mm-hmm. He chooses, he calls. God's choice is of him that calls. It is not even of whosoever answers. We've been places where whosoever will is preached like everybody can. It's not what God says. The purpose of God, according to election, might stand. It's his call. It's his call. It's not your answer. It's not your hearing. It's not your understanding. It's his call. Because it's his call that matters. It is he who calls that causes the separation.
Amen.
It's because of him. He is the creator. He is the former. It's because of Jesus Christ. He calls his sheep by name. And they answer. And they follow him. The good shepherd calls the sheep that were given to him by the Father before the foundation of the world. Before Rebecca was ever pregnant. With twins. Before Rebecca was ever born. And needless to say, that's before we were ever born. It was before the foundation of the world. Is when the Father gave his people to the Son. There is a separation. And quickly, if I can, this book, which people call upon, this very book, they call upon, see, religion ought to bring us all together. It ought to bring us all together so that we can all be wonderful. What was the Methodist Church talking about this morning on the commercial? Join with us and we can change the world. I like that. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't know how they're going to uncurse it, Walter. I haven't been able to figure that part out yet. If you can uncurse the world, I'll talk with you. I don't think it's going to happen. And I don't think it's going to happen by us joining the Methodist Church, for darn sure. That's got nothing to do with anything. But that's the way people look at religion. They want it. They think this book is all about love and all about coming together. Doesn't it say love one another? Yes, it does. But who's the one another? It doesn't say love the world. It doesn't say love everybody in the world. Well, I pray not for the world. Who said that? Jesus.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for the world, he meant it.
Yeah. Amen.
He said it, he meant it. But this book is a book of separation from beginning to end. The very first separation among the children of man is shown in Genesis 3:15. And it says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, he's speaking to the serpent, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus Christ is the seed of the woman. And in this separation, we see that Christ shall triumph. He bruised the serpent's head. He did that 2,000 years ago in Calvary.
Amen.
Now, he bruised his heel, fine. But a bruise to the head is a little more severe. It happened at Calvary. He took upon him the sins of his people. He died. And in so doing, he slew death. And he has now the keys to hell and the grave. Nothing and no one can bruise him ever again. But at that time, there was a separation put. There's Christ, and there's everybody else. There's those who are in Christ and everybody else. The next separation, it was right before this one, was Isaac and Ishmael. And this illustration shows us these two children who have the same father. Now, they had different mothers, but they did have the same father. God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Amen. Both were the seed of Abraham, but they had different mothers. God chose Isaac. Actually chose him before the foundation of the world, but still, God chose Isaac. The separation was not of works.
No.
Separation is of grace. And the separation is of because of him who calls. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Now back to Jacob and Esau. The elder, the more, the greater, depending upon how you want to look at that word, the abundant, shall serve the younger, the fewer, the lesser, or the little, is one way of saying it. Speaking of them as assemblies, nations, and communities, we'll put it in our terms today, those that are on the broad way are going to serve those that are on the narrow way. More is not necessarily better. Matter of fact, usually it's wrong. Usually it's wrong. Both of these boys, Jacob and Esau, to be born yet, come from the same family. They've got the same pedigree as far as men are concerned. There is no inherent difference in these men. They are both human beings born of the same parent. They are twins, even though they're not identical twins. They both have the same mother and father. They are brothers in the flesh. But there's a separation made before they were born. The separation of grace can be within families, human families. Earthly families, we've seen it. We've all seen it.
Yeah.
We've all experienced it one way or another. Christ spoke of this when he said, I come not to bring peace. He said, you think I've come to bring peace. That's what they think about this book. You think I've come to bring peace. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. Your ways are not his ways.
Man.
I didn't come to bring peace but a sword. And I came to set at variance. Set at variance. I came to divide. Mothers, fathers, children, in-laws, outlaws, whatever kind of laws you got. Whatever kind of family you have. The separation of grace, the election of grace, separates where God pleases. Whether it's in the same household or it's not.
Amen.
It's his choice. They're his people. It's his will and it's his way.
Yeah.
It was, it is, and it ever shall be the Creator's choice. Hath not the potter power over the clay?
Yeah.
Of the same lump. To make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite questions. And the answer is yes. And if you want to, you can stop right there because people are going to get mad already. But yes, he does have the power. Matter of fact, yes, he does have the authority. Yes, he does have the right. Man has this crazy idea, and you'll see it in Hollywood, on television and movies, where, like just about every natural man, they support the rights of the creation over the rights of the creator. The easiest one comes to mind is what we were just talking to Jim McLarty. I call it the Frankenstein doctrine. Because the monster had more rights than the creator. Star Trek does it all the time. You create an artificial intelligence. Well, it's got more rights than the person who made it. Because now, here's the whole key. Now, that creation has free will. It's an independent being. It thinks. It moves. It's like us. It's got free will. So God has to respect us. God has to not try to overcome our free will. Well, he could if he wanted to, if we had one. But since we don't, it's kind of like the point's already moot. But they don't like that part either. Our will is in bondage.
Yeah.
My will's condemned, Walter.
Yeah.
Just like my flesh. It's of no value. Well, actually, it's of some value. It's a bad value. My will lead me astray almost as fast as my flesh does. Because they're pretty much the same thing. Now, if you want to talk about your flesh being really good, go right ahead. That sign on the church coming into town here, right before the big dip. It says, the wages of sin is death. Quit before payday. I hate to tell you, if you've earned the wages, you're going to get the pay. The wages of sin is death. And if Christ didn't pay it, you're going to pay it.
Amen.
And if Christ didn't pay it, you're going to pay it. And if Christ didn't pay it, I'm going to pay it. Because the wages of sin is death. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. It shall. The potter has power over the clay. Of the same lump, we are no better than anyone else.
Amen. That's right.
When we say we are sinners saved by the grace of God, that's what we mean.
Yeah.
The wages of sin is death. That's not what I do. That's what I am.
Yeah.
And the only difference between me and them is Christ. I am not perfect. Don't ask Debbie. Take my word for it, okay?
She won't lie.
She won't lie for me. She might gloss over something or maybe not bring part of it up, but that doesn't matter. I'm not perfect. Anybody that thinks they're sinless is an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay? Or a fool.
Yeah, a fool.
Or what is that? Oh, strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's scriptural stuff there. Anybody that thinks they're sinless is crazy. Because this book will tell you, your thoughts will condemn you.
Yeah.
And if there's something that I have less control over than my flesh, it's my mind. It's my thoughts. Thank goodness that sometimes there is a circuit breaker in between my thoughts and my mouth. And luckily, it's gotten better instead of worse so far. But the day's not over. But the corruption that is in me is total. I am totally depraved. My flesh, in it right now, dwells no good thing. And that's body and mind. But by his grace, I have been given the life of Christ. By his grace, my sins are not forgotten. They have been forgiven. Because he paid the wages of sin. He paid the debt that I didn't have to pay. And I got to stop. the potter has power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor. And he does. The potter makes vessels. And that might have been something, a little something about what you and Mary were talking about earlier. I just caught part of it, Walter, but there are vessels of dishonor. There's only one potter. But there's vessels of honor and there's vessels of dishonor. But they both serve his purposes.
Amen. That's right.
They both serve his purposes. Just like Jacob and Esau in Rebekah's womb, before they were ever born, they were separated. Because God wanted them separate. And God was nice enough to tell us about it in this book, if you're willing to read it. If you're willing to learn of the God who calls. And I'll tell you something. He calls according to his choice. He calls according to his choice, and his choice was made long before now. It was made before the foundation of the world. Before the world were ever spoken to being, those people God gave the Son, gave to Jesus Christ. They were in him before the foundation of the world. And now we are just coming to know it. Because he's revealed it to us through his word. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this time and this place. And Lord, most of all, we're thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who did pay the wages of sin, death, for his people. And by his sacrifice, many are saved. All of his people are saved. Thank you, Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.